This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Jordan Holtz, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Evolution Salt Company, to speak with us today about the healthy benefits of using Himalayan salt. Jordan, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters today, tell us, what is the Evolution Salt Company?
Yeah, absolutely. So Evolution Salt Co. Company, we're the U.S. brand of a much larger company that originates in Pakistan. That's where all Himalayan salt comes from. Evolution Enterprises is essentially the Nasir family in Pakistan, and they've been mining Himalayan salt for over 60 years now. It's their passion. It's what they do. And for decades, they were strictly a supplier, mostly to Europe and Japan, Australia. And, of course, the United States comes on board, typically behind Europe and all them. And so they just literally shipped raw Himalayan salt to other companies and other countries. It was about 7 years ago that they decided to launch their own brand in the United States so that it could be a one family-owned and operated supply chain from the mines all the way to the shelf in the United States. So that's who Evolution Salt Co. is in the United States, but we are just a brand of a much bigger company and a much bigger picture here in the Himalayan salt industry.
If you would, get into what is pink Himalayan salt and why is this now so popular with consumers?
It's amazing, isn't it? How it's been an amazing journey to watch the popularity of Himalayan salt increase, especially in the United States. So I've been in the health and nutrition and natural products industry for about 20 years now. And so I saw the whole shift in paradigm with consumers' relationship to salt. There was this big stigma for generations that salt is unhealthy for you. And it was about 15 years ago or so where naturally occurring salt was accepted as it's actually healthy for you. If you go back to your seventh grade biology teacher where they say, hey, we're just salt water beings, it's mostly because we're made up of salt water. And a doctor will tell you every day you need to drink a certain amount of water to maintain your health. Those same doctors should be telling you that you have to intake salt as well to maintain your health. And so with this shift in paradigm and people starting to realize, okay, salt is actually healthy for you, they're seeking out alternative, healthier salt options other than your traditional table salt. And so it started with sea salt, as everyone knows, and you know, we're very grateful for sea salt, changing the way people think about salt and their health. And it was about 6-7 years ago that Himalayan salt really started becoming popular in the U.S. market in terms of culinary seasoning salt. And a large part of that has to do with its flavor profile. In the culinary world, it's unparalleled in taste, and it's why it's quickly taking over kitchens and restaurants and high-end chefs and eateries in the United States. It has a real mellow, warm flavor profile compared to other salts, which might have that sharp, bitter taste. And it's also undeniable that its really beautiful pink color is attractive to consumers as well.
Of course, often on this program, we hear about how Himalayan salt is very beneficial to our health. Tell us, what are some of the health benefits of Himalayan salt versus white table salt?
Absolutely. That's a very good question. We're asked that a lot. When it comes, there's two reasons why Himalayan salt is healthier for you. One, it's in its raw form. The way we mine it, We traditionally mine with, we don't use explosive, it's hand tools. The way we mine it, the way we manufacture it in our factories in Pakistan, we maintain its rawness. It's never heated up. It's never heat treated. it's never processed in such a way where you'll lose the integrity of the salt itself. And that's important because there's a lot more minerals and elements to salt than just sodium chloride. Most people think of salt as sodium chloride. Most salts from around the world, sodium chloride make up about 97% of the composition. But those other trace elements and minerals found in salt are very health beneficial to human beings and our bodies. There's other minerals and elements in there such as iodine, calcium, magnesium, iron, all of which our cells need to operate optimally. And so Himalayan salt versus your traditional table salt, that's heavily processed salt. And that's kind of what started this salt scare decades ago, because it strips that salt of other minerals needed, such as magnesium, to help flush your body of the sodium once your cells are done using it. So if you don't have that sodium flushing out of your body, you have a sodium buildup. And that's where we started to see some health issues by consuming traditional table salt. So Himalayan salt, minerals and elements, it's a very important relationship. Himalayan salt has 84 trace elements and minerals in it. It's the highest mineral content of any salt on Earth. It's always going to be like that. And those minerals and elements match the minerals and elements found in our body. So when you consume or soak in or topically take in Himalayan salt, you're replenishing those cells with the minerals they need every day so that your body can achieve optimal health.
And that certainly is what everyone's after today. We are speaking with Jordan Holtz, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Evolution Salt Company here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jordan, what is a detox bath with Himalayan salts, and what are the health benefits in that department?
So, again, going back to detoxing and flushing your body, Himalayan salt has a very high magnesium content, and magnesium right now is very popular in the bath salt world, to the point where they're selling magnesium flakes, and you literally would soak in a tub of magnesium. But there's other minerals that your body needs to intake as well to help replenish. So what we recommend with our bath salts, it's just pure, raw Himalayan salt. You know, I use a lot in my tub. Obviously, I have access to a lot of Himalayan salt, so I try to take a very, very high concentration salt bath. But, you know, your average home user, if you use a couple handfuls, that's just as well, and you'll have a beautiful experience as well. So when you soak in Himalayan salt, your body is actually detoxing in the bath through the soak itself. But at the same time, all those minerals and elements are replenishing your body through your skin, which is your largest organ, intaking all those minerals in a really beautiful soak. And like I keep saying, it's really about getting those into your cells and having them run optimally.
Lastly, and taking it even further, what are some of the health benefits of the salt inhaler?
I love this question because I get to tell people literally this is my favorite product that we have. It's not glamorous. It's not anything magical or incredible in terms of what it does. It's very simple but incredibly effective. And for me, why it's my favorite product is because it has the most tangible benefits on my health. So right now I'm in Boulder, Colorado, and right now in Colorado, the tree pollen is at a historic high, and I am highly allergic to tree pollen. So what happens with me when I'm outside in days like today, or even inside of my home, I'm breathing in a lot of pollen, and that pollen ends up in my respiratory system, and it fills my body with an allergen. So what my body does is it says, wait a second, that's an allergen. I'm going to attack it with histamine. I'm going to encapsulate it in mucus to try and expectorate it out the body. And that's why I would feel miserable and probably sound and look miserable too. So the salt air inhaler, it's a very simple portable device that allows you to breathe salt air in. And so what's going on in this part of the country as well is it's popping up all over the place are very popular salt spas. spas or heliotherapy spas. And what that incorporates, it incorporates a lot of Himalayan salts, whether you're sitting in a room filled with Himalayan salt, and they're generating salt air into the room that you're sitting in, and you're literally breathing in salt air. It's as if you're sitting at the beach, you know, you feel kind of euphoric, and if you have a cold or you have allergies, you might start to feel better when you're sitting at the beach because you're breathing in all the salt air. Waves are crashing, there's salt water particles in the air, and you're breathing that all in. So our salt air inhaler allows you to do that at the convenience of your own time, in your home, in your office. It's a little handheld device that allows you to breathe in salt air. So we recommend 15 minutes a day at a minimum, but sometimes, you know, I'll be reading in bed at night, and that's usually when I use my inhaler, and I'll be using it for an hour, 2 hours sometimes. And I am literally just breathing in salt air, which is cleaning my respiratory system as I breathe in and breathe out. It is a fantastic, fantastic product. And what it does for me is it frees me of these allergies. Normally right now, if this was a few years ago before I discovered the salt air inhaler, I wouldn't even be able to have this phone conversation with you. I'd be too stuffed up. I would be feeling miserable. I'd be probably laying in bed wishing I can just sleep. And this salt air inhaler has literally changed my life. And we've had great testimonials from other people as well, where it has really helped them as well.
Super information in all regards. We really appreciate it. And yeah, that salt inhaler certainly sounds like the big product right there. Tell us where our listeners can get more information on the Evolution Salt Company and how can one reach out if they needed to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to our website, which is www.evolutionsalt.com, we have a plethora of information about our company, about Himalayan salt, about the industry, about the communities that surround the mining industry and the manufacturing industry of Himalayan salt, and who we are as a company that helps support those communities and what we do for those communities and how much we give back to those communities. That's a really important component to who we are as a company. We're really proud of that. We are heavily sought after in Pakistan in the manufacturing and mining industries because people want to work for us and because they know they're going to be taken really well care of, and their communities, their families, everyone involved. That's who we are. Like I said, the Nastier family, they've been doing this for generations, and this is their passion, and they take care of the people that help them achieve their dreams and their goals. So if you go to www.evolutionsalt.com, you can find out information about who we are, all our products. We have lots of videos and lots of media content on how to use our products. It's a very educational-driven website.
Again, Jordan, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio and introducing us to the Evolution Salt Company. Really appreciate it, and have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me on today.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Jordan Hulse, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Evolution Salt Company. And for more information, simply visit evolutionsalt.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.